Hello, and thank you for standing by. All lines will be on listen only to the question and answer portion. To ask your question, press star then one on your phone. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. I would like to introduce your host, Dr. David Michael, Assistant Secretary of Labor for Occupational Safety and Health. Please begin.
Good afternoon, or if you're west of the East Coast, good morning. Each year, thousands of outdoor workers experience serious heat-related illnesses. Now, if they're lucky, someone recognizes the symptoms fast enough to move them out of the heat, give them water, help them cool down. If not, heat exhaustion, which can become heat stroke. The last year we have statistics for, 2010, Bureau of Labor Statistics reports more than 4,000 workers suffered from heat illness and at least 40 died from heat stroke and related causes on the job. So OSHA is again launching a national outreach initiative to educate workers and their employers about the hazards of working outdoors in heat and steps needed to prevent heat-related illnesses. The 2012 Heat Illness Prevention Campaign builds on the success that California had in 2010 and our own success in 2011. Nationwide last summer, OSHA participated in 500 national and local conferences, training sessions, and media events, and distributed more than 180,000 heat hazard materials in English and Spanish. Workers in a wide variety of industries are vulnerable to heat illness. Construction and agriculture are the most obvious. Highway, street, and bridge construction, roofers, and, of course, farm labor, contractors, and members of the crew and crew leaders, nursery workers, landscape workers, but that also others that you might not think about, baggage handlers, workers involved in water transportation, electrical power transmission, greenhouse and nursery workers that I mentioned, and workers involved in oil and gas drilling. Any worker that spends the day or much of the day outside doing manual labor is at risk. Some of these workers are vulnerable workers, including those with limited English proficiency. OSHA has significantly increased outreach to these workers in construction, agriculture, and other sectors. Notably, the percentage of Hispanic worker fatalities due to outdoor heat exposure was greater than that for white non-Hispanic workers. We also want to stress that the hazard to new workers and those who are new to working outdoors is significant. Employers need to be especially concerned about these workers in heat. Workers new to outdoor jobs are generally most at risk for heat-related illnesses. In other words, when they just start a job or when the job gets very hot, that's the period of highest risk. That's why it's important to gradually increase the workload or allow more frequent breaks to help new workers and those returning to a job after time away build up a tolerance for hot conditions. So at OSHA, we're using all the tools we have available to reach outdoor workers and employers, our website, field staff, our state and local partners, consultation programs, and we're joining with employers, trade associations, unions, community and faith-based organizations, consulates, universities, and healthcare and safety professionals. In addition to our local partnerships, at the national office, we're partnering with over 100 national or regional organizations to get the word out. And again, we're partnering with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, again this year, to issue heat alerts to workers and employers across the country when it gets hot. This was of key importance in 2011. Through this joint effort, worker safety precautions are included in all NOAA National Weather Service summer heat alerts and warnings issued throughout the country. And you can find this information also on NOAA's Heat Watch page. So there's language that we're very pleased with. It was added to the NOAA excessive heat warning that's sent out all across the country. When there's hot weather and you get a NOAA warning, it says, I'm going to read this to you, take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible, and drink plenty of water. And it goes on to say, to reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. Call 911. And so we're very pleased that gets out very widely through the NOAA system. Now, our message for excessive heat days that we tell to employers, to workers, everyone, is very simple. Water, rest, shade. Drink water even if you aren't thirsty. People often don't recognize that they need hydration. So drink water in hot weather every 15 minutes. Rest in the shade to cool down. Know the signs and symptoms of heat illness. Report symptoms early and watch out for each other. Know what to do in an emergency. Wear a hat and light colored clothing. And know that workers who are not used to working in the heat may be at higher risk and need to be acclimatized. That means less intense work and more frequent breaks in the shade and cool area at the beginning of their work. We've also developed easy-to-understand educational materials available in both English and Spanish built around this message. The OSHA fact sheets, laminated worksite posters, community posters, training guides, all of our materials feature clear pictures, plain vocabulary, and text in Spanish as well as English. Our message is one that any worker can understand and remember. We also have public service announcements, drop-in articles, drop-in art that can be used by anyone to raise awareness, promote heat illness prevention, and help those who need to know about our website and resources. And we urge you to visit our website at www.osha.gov to get some of these materials. Now, there are two newer educational materials on that HEAT website that we're very excited to advertise. The first is OSHA's Heat Safety Tool smartphone app, and the other is the Employer Guide to Using the HEAT Index. We found these have been very useful so far, and we're eager to get them as widely circulated as we can. They're available through the website, and the smartphone app is available as well from various application downloading sites. We have staff throughout the United States who can provide training and participate in national, state, and local meetings. And we're just kicking this off today. Last year, we reached more than 2 million workers and employers. This summer, we're hoping to reach even more with our simple, life-saving message, water, rest, shade. These three words can make a big difference for outdoor workers during the hot summer months, and they're the cornerstone of this important heat illness prevention campaign for OSHA. So that's where we are. Thanks for listening. I'm going to take some questions.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask your question, please press star, then one on your phone. You will be announced prior to asking your question. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, please press star, then one at this time. Ensure your mute button is turned off to record your name. One moment, please. There is a question from Mark Gruenberg with Press Associates Union News Science.
Yeah. My question is you said that 4,000 workers died last year.
No.
Do you have any estimate about how many were saved by these life-saving measures that you're talking about?
Well, thanks. First of all, let me clarify. 4,000 workers report to have heat illness.
Okay.
And 40 died.
Okay, I'm sorry. Right.
Yeah, so that's a very important 4,100,
right.
Actually, or 4,200. Okay. And, you know, the problem is we don't really know the true number. These are estimates.
Mm-hmm.
And many heat-related deaths are never reported as heat-related deaths or never get into the system, so we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What we haven't done yet is the 2011 data are not yet available.
Right.
So we haven't yet been able to evaluate our activities from that perspective. All we've been able to do is look at how many people we reached, which was a very large number. But we don't yet have any numbers because there are no statistics from 2011 available.
And just as a follow-up, are there any employers who have been really, you mentioned occupations which are high risk. Are there any specific employers who have been really, I guess, maltreating their workers and exposing them to heat over the years?
No, I mean, I can't identify any offhand. We've had, actually, this particular campaign has been widely embraced by employers.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody recognizes that it doesn't do anyone any good if workers work too long in the heat and are stricken by heat. And so we've been very pleased by the response we've gotten from employers in the construction trades and in agriculture in particular, who welcome this material.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, for your question, press star then one. Christopher Cole, Inside OSHA, your line is open.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Michaels. I wanted to ask maybe a two-part question. First is, could you maybe explain from a legal standpoint how this could potentially bolster, like, general duty clause citations, having this campaign out there? And the second part is, do you have a sense of the level of possibly record-keeping issues with respect to this?
You know, this is really just an outreach campaign. It doesn't really have anything to do with our general duty clause. Heat is well enough understood that if we need to use the general duty clause, we can, whether or not we use this, whether or not this campaign exists. This really is to sort of get the information out and remind people that this is a very important hazard. So we're doing that. I'm sorry. Now, your second question was record keeping. You know, we don't really know. I mean, this is, we know. I don't look at this as the same sort of record keeping problem. Because what we know from numerous studies outside of the sort of the occupational world is heat is associated with much higher fatality rates, but those cases tend not to be identified as directly heat related. That's from the general epidemiology. So we know that's going to be the case. If someone works in very hot temperature for the day and then has a heart attack, you know, we know statistically that's often associated with the heat, but that's rarely going to be recorded as a heat-related death. That's why I'm saying there's an underreporting that goes on. That's not so much a record-keeping issue, but sort of an understanding of the effects of heat.
Thank you.
Again, for your question, press star 1. Greg Hellman with BNA, your line is open.
Yes, hi, Dr. Michaels. Thank you for doing this. I wanted to ask real quick, just if you could reemphasize what the biggest difference between this year's campaign is and last year's. Is it the new materials you said are on the website? I'm just trying to distinguish between the two.
It's the same material. We're trying to reach out to the same groups and more this time. Mm. And some of our materials, we only really came out only late in the campaign. And so now we have a full year of getting them out.
Great. Thank you.
At this time, there are no further questions.
Great. Well, thank you all very much. Stay cool this summer. And if we can get if you have any suggestions, if you have any people who you think we should be sending this material out, we are eager to make sure everybody knows what the hazards are and how to protect themselves. This one couldn't be easier. You don't need an industrial hygienist to tell you when overexposure is occurring. So we think it's an important lesson to get out to people. Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for participating. Today's call has concluded. Please disconnect your phone line at this time.